Good morning, my brothers and sisters across the nations of the earth, and welcome to Daily Declarations. Our declaration for today will be from Psalm 87 and verse 7, and it reads, "Both the singers and the players on instruments say, all my springs are in you." This verse of scripture is part of a psalm of the sons of Korah, and it is set within the context of Zion, the city of God. In the New Testament, the writer of the book of Hebrews says, "But you have come to Mount Zion, and to the city of the living God, the heavenly Jerusalem, to an innumerable company of angels, to the general assembly and church of the firstborn who are registered in heaven, to God, the judge of all, to the spirits of just men made perfect, to Jesus, the mediator of the new covenant, and to the blood of sprinkling that speaks better things than that of Abel. In Zion, there is the King of Zion. He is the immortal, invisible, and the only wise God. It is to the King of Zion that the singers and the players on instruments say, all my springs are in you." The word used for springs here means fountains or wells. It denotes the source of a thing. It is the source of life, joy, blessings, and everything. The Lord is not only your source, He is also your sustainer and supply. All of your springs are in Him because He is both the source, sustainer, and supply of the ideas, concepts, and strategies that propel you to live out His mandate for your life. The issue, however, is that whereas the Lord is the source, some are transactional instead of being relational and merely engage with Him as a resource. The Lord is not your resource. He is your source, sustainer, and supply. You relate to Him as a resource if you go to Him only when you need Him. A better approach is to relate with Him as your source, sustainer, and supply in your thoughts, desires, intents, words, and actions. Jeremiah 2:13 declares, "For my people have committed two evils. They have forsaken me, the fountain of living waters, and hewn themselves cisterns, broken cisterns that can hold no water." Although this referred to the state of the children of Israel in Jeremiah's day, lessons can be learned from it. One of their grave errors was in forsaking the Lord. In describing the situation, the Lord calls Himself the fountain of living waters. You come to the fountain as your mainstay to quench your thirst, to be refreshed, renewed, reinvigorated, and to be revitalized with the energy of God's divine life. When this happens, you will walk and you will not faint, and when you run, you will not be weary. Psalm 46 verse 4 declares, "There is a river whose streams shall make glad the city of God, the holy place of the tabernacle of the Most High." I believe that this river proceeds from the throne of God. It is therefore an issue of aligning the posture of your heart to the Lord. Ensure that you connect to the source of the river of life in and with your heart by faith. Ensure that you remain connected to this river that brings life to anything that it comes in contact with. When this becomes your lifestyle, the concomitant effect will be that you will become like a well-watered garden, because your life will be powered and energized by the life and energy of God. Now, let's take the declaration together, and I stand in agreement with you as we do that. Father, I thank you for being my source, sustainer, and supply. I receive grace to constantly connect and to remain connected to the fountain of life that flows from you. I declare that all my fountains are in you, Lord. My life is refreshed, renewed, reinvigorated, and revitalized by the energy of God's divine life. I am a well-watered garden. My life is powered and energized by the life and energy of God. In Yeshua's name, Amen. If you'd like to receive eternal life, which is a God kind of life, please say this prayer after me. Father, I come to you in the name of Yeshua. I believe in my heart that Yeshua died for my sins according to the scriptures. He was raised from the dead for my justification. I declare that Yeshua HaMashiach is my Savior, first love, and Lord. I am a child of God. Thank you, Father. In Yeshua's name, Amen. If you've just prayed this prayer, please send an email to info@ignitedailyinspirations.com. That is info@ignitedailyinspirations.com using next steps so that we can help you grow further in maturity in Christ. You can subscribe to Daily Declarations Podcast by going to linktree.com/Francis Ubeyeku. That is linktree.com/Francis Ubeyeku. Or simply copy the link and paste in your browser and it'll take you there. If you are blessed by this or got some value from it, please use the share button. I am Francis Ubeyeku. And before I come your way again, I want to pray for you and bless you. May the Lord bless you. May the Lord keep you. May the Lord make his face to shine upon you and be gracious unto you. May he lift up his countenance upon you and may he give you peace. In Yeshua's name, Amen.